Let's do some brainstorming here, all right? Everyone wake up, okay? We're gonna do some brainstorming. Now, Jeroboam has the house of God. He made a house of God in Bethel and in Dan. Where is the true house of God? Jerusalem, okay? What does Bethel mean? House of God. Is Bethel the house of God? No. So Bethel, now the name means house of God, but the house of God is not there. So finish the sentence for me. Thou hast a name that thou and are dead. So what we see here is this fake congregation, this fake house of God, this fake church in Bethel and in Dan trying to take the place of the true house of God. Now, here's the thing. Sardis, in Revelation chapter 3, they were actually ahead of Bethel because they said, you know, Jesus told Sardis and basically told them, like, hey, you know, you can just strengthen the things which remain, which are ready to die. He's kind of giving them a second chance. The glory of God had already departed from Bethel. It's gone. The glory of the Lord is in Jerusalem. That's where he sanctioned it. But you know what? What is Jeroboam doing? Well, we have Bethel, which means the house of God, so we can cause people to come here. Now, how do we apply that to today? Well, you know, there's a lot of places out there that call themselves a Baptist. Yep, yep, yep. There's a lot of congregations out there that call themselves a church. There's a lot of congregations out there that claim to believe the Bible. They have a name that they're living, but they're actually dead. Why? Because they've already forsaken the right ways of the Lord. The candles has already gone out. The lamp has been put out in obscurity. They don't have the power of God in their lives, and God has not sanctioned that place to be the house of God. How about the Lutherans? Where they literally have trannies preaching the Bible, not even preaching the Bible, having story time in drag. Folks, they can call themselves a church all they want. That's not a church. They can call, but we have Bethel on our name. So what? It's a house of bondage. Yep. It's not a true house of God. Having a name doesn't do anything for you if you don't have God backing you up. Okay? But even then, how about just Baptist churches in general? You know, we're the first Baptist church. We're like the first church in this city. You know, because Bethel was like the first one. Bethel is where, you know, on this earth where the house of God was first instituted was in Bethel. But you know what? It's no longer the house of God, even though the name means house of God. Yeah. So go to the First Baptist Church of whatever. I guarantee you a lot of those churches, especially if they're like over 100 years old or so, they're probably teaching some false doctrine. Yeah. That's probably more than likely what's taking place. So just because you have Baptist on your name of the church, you know, what's your salvation doctrine? Because if you're teaching a works-based salvation, if you're saying that you have to repent of your sins to be saved, that you have to do X, Y, and Z, you have to do this, you have to do that. So what you're telling me is that the glory of God has departed. Yeah. Oh, so what you're telling me is that you're Ichabod Baptist Church. Right? It's Ichabod Baptist Church. I don't know, Pastor. You know, they got a lot of activity in there. I see people going in, people coming out. There's a lot of people at the cemetery, too. The cemetery's packed with people. All dead. Doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean a thing. How about these mega churches out there, right? These mega churches, you know, whether it's Mariners Church, which is by my house, you know, I don't know, the other, Greg Laurie. Who else? Who's another? What? Who? Dream Center? Oh, man. Filthy dreamers, you know. Got Dream Center. That's the one in LA, right? How can you say that about that? Because of the fact that even though they have a name that they're living, they're actually dead, folks. Amen. How dare you pass judgment? I dare to pass judgment. Yes. Amen. Absolutely. Because this is not here on accident, folks. What it's showing us is that there's a bunch of fraudulent, phony congregations out there. They claim to believe in the Bible. You know, they claim to have Baptists or they have church or they're of Jesus and all these other things. But when you look at the Bible that they use, it's not a King James. Yeah. They use some NIV or ESV, some modern perversion of the Word of God. You know, their salvation doctrine's off. They don't believe in the Trinity, or they don't go soul winning. I mean, you can meet together all you want. You can ordain, by the way, a lot of these places ordain some of the lowest people. Get a lot of unqualified people to run those churches. You can call it a church. You can get a large following. You can get a lot of people to come to that building and have all kinds of activities and all types of Sunday school classes and preach sermons. It doesn't mean it's the house of God.